Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Remember, of course, you can catch me on Drive next week from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak, Darren Bent. Now, we start with last night's game where top of the table Arsenal hosted bottom of the table Southampton. With both teams desperate for points, here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Arsenal must be ruthless because Wednesday will become pointless if they can't beat Ruben's rabble. They've given the ball away quickly and cheaply, and it's put in the back of the net almost immediately by Carlos Alcaraz. 34 seconds on the clock. Alcaraz to Theo Walcott, who's in behind. He shoots into the far corner. He's got beyond Gabriel and scored. Theo Walcott. Back to haunt Arsenal. What on earth is happening at the Emirates Stadium? In towards the far stick, volleyed by Martinelli, and into the back of the net, and Arsenal back in the game.
Prowse sends the ball in towards the near post. Oh, it's a header across the face of goal, and it's in at the far post from Charles Azassar,
who's mopped it up and steered Southampton into a two-goal lead again.
Never, ever predict what happens in the Premier League.
Back to Ødegaard, edge of the area. Left-footed shot towards the far corner and scores. And maybe there's hope of rescuing a point. Comes back to Nelson, steered back into the open penalty area, and it's in by Saka. Bukayo Saka scores an equaliser in the 90th minute of the game. Football, eh? Bloody hell. It's finished at the Emirates. A thrilling night. Arsenal 3, Southampton 3.
We have to do much better in terms of conceding goals if we want to win football matches. Obviously, mistakes are part of football, but the reaction, the commitment, the quality, the determination, how the team reacted, believed, and especially guided by an incredible crowd to get back in the game. And after 3-1, everybody would just bottle it and look at each other and hide. They went for it. We scored a 3-3 and we should have won the game. We created more than enough chances to win the game. And that gives me a lot of belief.
We prepared every game to win the game, and that's what we did today, and that's what we showed from the very beginning, and that's what we do. So I don't know if it's early in my career or not, but it was a game that we prepared to come here to win, to put a good performance, and then that's what we tried to do it for, I think it was 100 minutes.
Moving on now to the FA Cup, where today, of course, we see the first of two semi-finals as Man City face Sheffield United at 4:45 at Wembley, live on TalkSport. Now, the Blades goalkeeper, Wes Fodderingham, sat down with TalkSport's Alan Biggs as his team aimed to get to their first FA Cup final since 1936.
Wes, pre-Wembley, back in the nick of time.
Yeah, obviously had too much suspension, so back available for selection for that game. And yeah, fantastic game for the football club. All the boys are excited and hopefully we can put on a good, strong performance.
Well, just tell me what was going through your head when you got sent off at Burnley. Did Wembley disappearing into the distance go through your mind?
It didn't initially, no. But obviously after I've gone into the dressing room, I was talking to the kit man and he said it's a three-game ban and then done the maths and thought that's me missing Wembley, and you know he came back in 5 minutes later and said it's only a two-match ban, so obviously happy with that. But available for selection, and you know if picked, then yeah, great day to go and put on a good strong performance.
Don't take this the wrong way, but if there's one player guaranteed to be busy at Wembley, I would imagine it's the Sheffield United goalkeeper. Is that the way you might see it?
Do you know what? I thought we'd be busy. I'd be busy against Spurs, and I wasn't.
And there it is! And Paul Heckingbottom is applauding from the gantry. He's applauding his stars who have put Spurs out of the FA Cup.
So it's one of those, I think football's not like that. On paper, you'd look at it and you'd say, you know, they've got fantastic world-class players and unbelievable attacking players, and you know, we're a busy day for the goalkeeper, but finally it's a football or game, and sometimes it's not like that. I think you have to prepare for each game, knowing that you're going to have to play your part in order for your team to get a result, and I'm sure it'll be the same on Saturday.
To what extent, as a goalkeeper, do you watch videos of the opposition or study them, or is that too big a nightmare and you want a good night's sleep and not look at Erling Haaland, for instance?
I mean, I think when you play against, you know, teams as well-known and as good as City, you're kind of aware of their quality and what they bring. Stopping it's another matter.
Grealish on to De Bruyne, down the left, back into Grealish, it's 4-1! De Bruyne celebrates, but it's Grealish who takes the acclaim.
But, you know, we're aware of how good they are and the qualities and you know, the threats that they pose. And yeah, like any other game, we look at the video and see their strengths and weaknesses. So yeah, we feel suitably prepared, and it's about going out there and trying to do a good job.
John Stones has been getting huge plaudits recently for his performance in a City shirt. He's been telling Mickey Gray what it'd mean to him and his family to win his second FA Cup.
My parents have always been a big lovers of the FA Cup, watching it from when they were kids and what that meant to them, and to win it the first time, I was so super proud to be able to bring that to them and, you know, them experience that.
The full-time whistle blows, the clean sweep is complete. Manchester City make history again. They set standards again. They are the winners of the FA Cup by 6-0.
So yeah, to do it again, I'm sure it would make a lot of people happy, especially me.
Yeah, absolutely. What makes Pep stand out from the rest?
I think his hunger. His hunger to win. His hunger to succeed and make us as players succeed and all be on the same page. I think he's so detailed. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but he's so detailed and passionate in what he wants from us, and sometimes that doesn't work out if we're out on the training pitch and he has an idea of how we can beat one team. He'll go back and watch the training footage of what he doesn't like it, and he'll tell us something else the next day. And I think that's the beauty of him wanting the best for us and the best for us as a club, and how we can move forward and win games.
Manchester City 1, Leicester City 0, and it's come from John Stones. He's absolutely on fire at the moment.
In this new position that you found yourself in, midfield stroke defensive role,
yeah,
was it something that you thought you would ever play in your career?
You know, I'm just trying to go out there and execute what he wants from me and then go and express myself and keep keeping clean sheets and winning games. And you know, I'm really enjoying it in there, and the different kind of variety of my game, getting higher up the pitch, but then also being kind of defensively solid. It's something I'm still improving on and trying to get to grips with. But yeah, no, really enjoying it.
Now it's time to look ahead to today's Premier League action, starting with Leeds' trip to Fulham in the early kickoff. It's live on TalkSport's Game Day. Leeds have conceded 11 goals in their past two games, and their manager, Javi Gracia, has told Jim White that his team need to find a better balance.
As you say, we need to improve defensively, but to be honest, it's something we are working from my first day here. One of my thinkings always was to try to improve the balance of the team. And the team was creating many chances, and in that moment I thought that we needed to improve defensively to find a better balance. It's true, we lost an important player in the middle, Tyler Adams, But even without this player, we need to find the way to defend better. Not only to defend better, I think to compete better. And that's what we are working on. And I'm sure in the next game we'll be back to compete the way we did it in the previous matches.
Javi, I mean, you're very experienced, but defensively, what does it take to improve? Is the problem concentration? Is the problem confidence? What do you think?
Many things, but the things we can improve is the things you can work on that, on them, you know. Then we can do many things. I think it's something about the defensive line. I think it's something about all the team. We have to find a better balance, working on the pitch and at the same time giving importance the mentality, because sometimes, as you say, the confidence and the mentality is important.
Liverpool were the beneficiaries of Leeds' leaky defence last time out, and the Reds host Nottingham Forest at 3 p.m. live on TalkSport 2. Here's what the two managers had to say ahead of the game, starting with Liverpool's boss, Jurgen Klopp, and then the Forest gaffer, Stevie Cooper.
You have to guarantee performance levels, and that's definitely what we have to do now. And knowing that in this game again, was not like this. We had more shots, more finishes, but not on target that many. So close, next to post, or whatever, these kind of things, where which I consider as chances as well. But afterwards, it looks like we had seven chances and scored six times. That was not the case. So, but we have to be ready for not scoring early. We have to be ready for all the difficulties which you can face in a football game, and then overcome it and still stay and stick to the plan and stick to the way we want to play. And that was, I like most in that game, that I saw our plan the whole game, and that's what we have to do again.
Really as tough as it gets, Liverpool at Anfield. I've seen many games there myself over the years, having worked there as well for a spell in the academy, so I know how tough that it is. So we don't compare the two games. Obviously the home game, our home game, was a long time ago now, and probably two different teams and obviously different stages of the season. But I go back to, you know, we know that if we get it right on any particular day, that we can have good days. And that's what we've got to do. We are in control of that, you know, whether it's Liverpool away or somebody at home. You know, we're always in control of our performance, of what we do. And that's where we've got to stay focused and do our very best to turn things around, to improve, of course. Never going to shy away from saying that, you know, we're on a poor run and things haven't gone great and could have done this better and could have done better. All of them things are true. But still, we've got to look forward and we've got to look to improve, and that's what we're doing.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Yesterday, there was some breaking news surrounding Spurs. Their director of football, Fabio Patrizzi, resigned from his role at the club after FIFA gave him a worldwide ban. Here's how Simon Jordan dissected the situation during the White and Jordan show.
He's resigned before he probably got terminated, because he can't work.
So what would use? What use? He can hardly occupy a position he can't fulfil. He's banned from football worldwide. The reasons why he came in and the reasons why they wanted him is because they thought there was a fit there. And that fit was a fit in the end made in hell because Conte didn't want what Tottenham were offering. Clearly the fit was wrong. And the person that was advocating for this appointment from the get-go was this fella. And he's also responsible for the signing of players. And are we lauding and applauding this array of players that he's brought in that are so evolutionary and revolutionary to the Tottenham project? No, we're saying the same things about Tottenham that we've been saying for the last however many years. The word Spursy comes up still, as a matter of course. The players and their commitment and their application comes up. Mourinho talks about the players and their lack of culture about winning. Out in comes Conte, says the same thing. These are players being recruited by this director of football. So I don't hold him in any particular great light, but notwithstanding that, for Daniel Levy, he can't be front and centre of this because A, it's not his job, B, it's not his skill set, and C, if he goes anywhere near it, he's going to be absolutely vilified for it. So yes, of course, in this world of director of footballs making the decisions, he will be an appointment that needs to be made with the most careful scrutiny to make sure that the mistakes of the past aren't represented in the future.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out. First thing in the morning, do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.